This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Boycott of Google by major advertisers continues as Amazon, Walmart, and Starbucks also have dropped their ads because of the inability of the company to prevent their ads from appearing next to hate speech and other offensive material. American wedding guests in 2016 spent an average of $127 on a gift if they were family members and $99 if they were friends. India is the world's largest exporter of meat, chiefly flash frozen water buffalo, which approved $5 billion in exports in 2015. Toronto schools have stopped planning field trips to the U.S., citing concerns that some students may be turned away at the border in the wake of President Trump's latest travel ban and new vetting procedures. Canadian universities are also seeing a surge in international applications for the same reason. California, because of a longstanding waiver under the Clean Air Act, can continue to write emission standards for automobiles, with 12 other states, including New York and Pennsylvania, as part of a coalition that follows their standards covering one-third of the market and setting a collision course with Trump's promises to relax standards for the industry. Quinnipiac poll indicated that the Republican health care bill had been 26 points underwater among non-college whites and an astounding 46% down among voters 50 to 65, both of which were the heart of Trump's base. Bicycle sharing companies are surging in China with over 1 million bikes apiece by avoiding docking stations and allowing bikes to be left anywhere there's a bike rack or whatever. Many are targeting the U.S. as a coming market. A U.S. law allows recipients of unwanted fax advertisements to recover at least $500 per message from a sender. 4 million people are on immigration waiting lists, according to the State Department. The 2009 poll found that 700 million people around the world would permanently leave their countries if they could, with the U.S. the top choice for 165 million of them. The American-led military coalition in Iraq said that an initial review of recent airstrikes in Mosul, the Islamic State's last stronghold in Iraq, had confirmed that the strikes hit a site where scores of civilians were killed. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.